Hello, welcome to another edition of Amateur Hour. I'm CJ Baumgartner. McDonald's, Freedom, Apple Pie, Bald Eagles, they're all great American icons, but no sport is more American than baseball. And over the 4th of July holiday and through the weekend, local amateur teams took part in the Great American Game, and we have the recap right now. Starting off on Wednesday, July 3rd, Bluffton beat New York Mills 4-0. They get the shutout win on the annual 4th of July game as the Highway 10 rivals split their season series, and of course, Independence Day fireworks followed the game. Henning beat Dent 5-3, and on the 4th of July, one game, it was Midway at Perham, and the Snurdbirds got a 4-0 victory as they pick up the interleague win thanks to a combined one hitter from the Midway pitching staff on another annual 4th of July game where fireworks also followed the ball game. On Saturday, July 6th, the one game was Virgus at Henning. That one was rained out. Sunday, July 7th, Bluffton beats Nimrod 11-1 in 8 innings as they slug their way to a double-digit win thanks to 3 home runs from the Braves and 8 innings on the mound from Peyton Rondesvet. Clarissa beat Sabika 9-2 as Josh Johnson reached base 4 times and drove in 2 runs to help the Flyers get the interleague win. Cole Wachala gets the win and Parker Duncan earns a save as the 2 split duties on the mound for the victory. New York Mills beat Henning 5-1, and Staples at Virgus was rained out. We do have one game to preview, and that's on Wednesday, July 10th, Deer Creek at New York Mills. The Shockers and Millers will play as a kickoff to Lund Mania Weekend in New York Mills. As always, go to WadenaRadio.com for more information. We'll be back on Friday. I'm CJ Baumgartner, and this is Amateur Hour.